Hello, everyone. I'm Trevor Hodgkins, and welcome to a very special show tonight as we are coming at you from both sides of the Dry River. And when I say we, I am referring to a very special guest. Is joining me now via remote from Juarez, Mexico, is the former intrepid reporter for KRWG and current man without a country, Simon Thompson.
How's it going?
Thanks for joining me. We've been wanting to do this for a while, haven't we?
We have. It's good to be back on the KRWG airwaves, but yeah, it was a bit of a logistical challenge getting all the recording over here and doing the Dry River jazz and blues from both sides of the border.
Well, you know how it goes. I have to haul this equipment all the way down to the river's edge every week, so now you know what I go through.
Okay, now you just had to like get a cable to go on the other side of the river, basically, so it wasn't that much.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it had to be waterproof cable. We had to run it underneath, and then we had to worry about the border patrol, and that's not your first time having to worry about the border patrol, but you know, we'll get into all that a little bit later, where you are, how you got there, and where you're going to next. But this is a music show, after all, and one we've been wanting to do for a while, especially focusing on the music of your homeland, Australia, or as I like to call it, Melbourne Toast.
Melbourne Toast, yeah.
All right, so let's get into it with a little bit of music to start us off. And this is very easy for me because I haven't had to come up with any music this week at all. It's all on your shoulders. So why don't you tell us who we're going to hear from.
So I have Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males with Summer Wino. It's a band from Australia, Melbourne. Dan Kelly is the nephew of Paul Kelly. And Paul Kelly is like Australia's Bob Dylan. He kind of captures the essence and the kind of feeling and idea of being Australian, the Australian experience. So this is his nephew, Dan Kelly, who's a really, really great guitarist and also played guitar for his uncle for a while. This is him doing his own thing. It's a really big kind of sound, kind of really well-produced rock and roll, bluesy kind of, you can kind of dance to it, it's upbeat. Yeah, it's really good. One of my favorite songs from Australia. So this is Summer Wino, Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males.
same. Ooh, no, I feel quite faint. I put my hand up for a halo. Patron saint of the second rate. Wouldn't that be great?
Let me sing inside the crowd. the tramps. Let me dance among the traffic jams. We're gonna sleep on the sand, kill the sands. In the crowd, petals on the web, black bow. Ezra Pound found the formula where houses are rectangular, but life is curved, not angular. So when things start to strangle, remember, rain still falls on the halls of power. New babies being born every hour, and the eagle keeps watch on the old clock tower over me. A pretty girl whose features stood out in the crowd. When 10 minutes past my stop, waiting for her to look around. I'm just another clown kicking around in Melbourne town, cooling out, relaxing, watching the world go round. So if you ever got the time and you wanna go drink some wine, I'd rather greet you with a smile than greet you with a frown.
Wrapping up our first set of the night with a group called The Cat Empire on a tune called The Crowd. For those of you just joining me, I'm airing a very special bi-national edition of Dry River Blues taking place on both sides of the Rio Grande as I am joined via remote by Simon Thompson. Simon Thompson is picking out all the tunes tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about his journey to and then out of America. Simon, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Cat Empire and the crowd?
So nice, upbeat Melbourne band, popular in the early 2000s, kind of good pub and kind of party music. And before that was The Saints with Know Your Product. So The Saints are a huge punk band for Australians. We kind of consider them as becoming before the Ramones, and they kind of invented that kind of scrawly up and down guitar style.
Wait, American so psyche. The Saints?
The Saints, yeah.
The Saints go back to the 70s. They predate the Ramones.
Yep, and they got a song called Stranded, and they were doing it first. But, you know, I know, like, I don't want to mess with the whole American imperialism and, like, you know, you guys creating all the music and everything. But, you know, that's just Australia. It's punk's actually from Australia. I'm sorry.
Well, the Saints, according to Simon Thompson, getting the punk scene kicked off.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
And then, of course, as we know, the Ramones came and perfected it.
Yeah, they are. Oh,
you're welcome. I don't know.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. The bumping in the same time. You're going through a tight one. You need to listen to mine. Let's drink a bump. The pilot in the back seat.
When you left Australia, did you specifically want to come to the United States, or were you just looking for someplace different to go to from your homeland?
I mean, that's a kind of rite of passage for young Australians to kind of explore the world a bit, because Australia's, you know, it's kind of a colonial outpost. But the music in America was a pretty big factor. Like, I was listening to lots of hip-hop, and, you know, there's a lot of terrible hip-hop in America, but only the good hip-hop really gets to Australia. And so I thought hip-hop was amazing. And then I came here and, like, some guy in LA would be like, hey, I'm a hip-hopper. Do you want to buy a CD? I was like, wow, real hip-hop. And then I put in the CD player. I'm like, this is really bad. I really want to like this, but this is terrible. And then and hip-hop is, there is good hip-hop. You really got to dig for it. And then other music too, you know, just there is so much good music that comes from America, like, you know, just from this mixing of different races, cultures, traditions. Like, if you kind of really deconstruct how music is made, it's just like, it's such a collaborative process. It's an unconscious in a lot of ways. So I lived in New Orleans for a while, and I was the only place in an English speaking white country where I got culture shock, because it was just so different. Like, there was so much different music there that challenged my, what I thought music should be like, or what, how people should dress or people should interact. It was crazy. I mean, there is so much good music there. It's just like, it's just literally, you walk out on the street and, like, some 10-year-old kid's whipping a snare drum and he's like 10 times better than anyone, you know, your own age, you know. It's just wow. Like, one time I was at a party there, great party too, and there was a marching band cover of Baby I Got Your Money by Old Dirty and the Wu-Tang Clan, and I was just like, but it was this beautiful marching band arrangement, and I was just like, what is this song? I'm like, is this Wu-Tang? And I was like, wow. But it was insane. There was just so many moments like that. Or I'd be walking home from a party and there'd be some guy sleeping on the street at like 3 a.m. And then I was like, oh, that guy. And that, you know, these kids were sleeping in shifts to guard their spot to busk the next day to street perform. And there's just these dirty kids sleeping there. And then you'd see how much money they'd get, and they'd clean up, and they were just really good. Like, I really wanted to go and play on the street, and I did, you know, maybe 10 times. But, like, you know, you can't go on the street and play, like, you know, Oasis or Brown Eyed Girl. Like, I mean, it's just, like, the stuff they're playing on the street is really good, you know. Like,
you know what? Let's go ahead and jump to the New Orleans set of music. I know that you had a few tunes picked out for that, including, honestly, people that I have never heard of, like Suzy Who,
there's a really fascinating subculture in New Orleans, which I tried really hard to be part of, but and it took me a long time. So this is a young lady, her name is Jordan. She was living a very interesting life. She would just live. She lived in a squat in the lower Ninth Ward, which was the area that was really hit hard by Katrina. And there's tons and tons of abandoned houses. She's part of a kind of subculture that what I would call maybe gutter punks, but, you know, some of these kids just do nothing, you know, whatever, maybe use drugs, but some of them are also just use their free time to do things like really be real, dedicate to music. So this woman, this young lady, lived in a squat in the lower Ninth Ward and just played accordion on the street all day and lived off that. And so, funny story, I was trying to get into this subculture of these really good jazz musicians and street musicians, and you know, it wasn't going very well, and I was basically working at this sandwich shop, this Mardi Gras zone, and there's this horrible job. I think I got fired twice for some ridiculous things, and anyway, whatever. So I was working this job, and this young lady and her boyfriend had this scam where they would basically, they'd come over to me and order two catfish po' boys, for instance. So they ordered two catfish po' boys, but then they'd go over to the register and just pay for like 1 6-inch po' boy. It was just kind of seemed weird, like her boyfriend was like, and then once you've made it, put it in a bag and run it to me outside. And I was like, this is really weird. What's going on here? Anyway, so like, basically, I spoke to the manager and the guy at the register. I'm like, did they order like 2 12-inch catfish po' boys? Like, what happened here? And then he was like, no, they just paid for a 6-inch. And I was like, huh, this is really weird. So then, you know, the guy came back for his sandwiches, and then, like, I got the manager. I'm like, look, you know, this guy hasn't paid for his meal. And then basically I was working with this Creole, really good, great cook, this Creole woman, and she just didn't like me very much. And, you know, that's fine. So the guy came in, he brought the guy over, and he's like, what did you order, young man? And he was like, oh, just 1 6-inch po' boy. And then this woman went off on me. She's like, you're getting the orders wrong. You're wasting all our food. And then I got fired, basically, on the spot. I was just like, what? I'm like, you know, because I was trying to do the right thing, but just, you know, that's what you do in Australia. You're just like, that's my job to not let people steal from me. So, you know, I was like,
sure.
Yeah, I was just like, this is insane. I was just like, anyway, so like, you know, but like, you know, but you still, could you still finish your shift even though you're fired? I'm like, all right. And like, you know, I just got fired. So I'm like, all right, obviously I need the money. I finished the shift, and then, like, you know, I was still kind of, you know, stupefied, really. And I walk out of the Mardi Gras zone, the deli cafe supermarket, and then out of the front of the van is like these guys, and they're like, "Hey, do you want to have a beer?" I'm like, and it was the couple that basically, you know, got me fired. And like, I am so sorry, man. Like, we've been doing that for 3 years. You're the first guy that ever like clued onto it or cared. And I'm like, and like, they gave me a hug. They bought me some beers. They were like, they were living out of a van. And then, like, you know, like it just, like, they just felt bad for me. They're like, we should hang out sometime. But, you know, great for a journalist. But yeah, so this is her song, Down by the Shore. It's an amazing accordion song, really original. It's got a little bit of a dark undertone. And then I've got a couple of other New Orleans stuff that's really good, but maybe hasn't got the exposure that it deserves. So this is Down by the Shore by Susie Who.
this dream of Babel, where shall I go from here? After all has been said and the morning lingers near, I sit waiting like a statue carved from stone amidst the moldy wooden walls, a hickory and heap of skin and bones. My taste was spoiled by the flavor of a few burnt on a frying pan, all these pictures hung askew. Well, beautiful imperfection, catastrophic calamity, surrounding me to satisfy the still curiosity. Oh, how peculiar, oh, how strange. You tiptoe like a ghost past the fireplace, all the chapters forgotten, all the chords unstrung. These words I long to whisper are the verses left unsung. I'll just bite off my tongue instead this melody I hung to auspicious apparition, to auspicious apparition. Beautiful imperfection, catastrophic calamity, surrounding me to satisfy the still curiosity. Oh, how peculiar, oh, how strange. Oh, you tiptoe like a ghost past the fireplace, the chapters forgotten, all these chords are strung. Oh, these words I long to whisper are the verses left unsung. Well, I just bite off my tongue instead this melody I hum to auspicious apparitions, to auspicious apparitions, to auspicious apparitions. Thank you.
open up that set of music with a group called Triple Trouble on an old tune called Alabama Bound.
So, Triple Trouble, a bunch of dashing French young men who often grace New Orleans. It's usually about maybe six or seven of them. Really good repertoire of jazz and Latin jazz and kind of gypsy European jazz. And a bunch, really good bunch of guys. Like, I think I went to their party once, or they basically hired a house, lived in New Orleans for like 3 months, and just basically played music and partied every night and their performances. and they're connected with, the Susie Who young lady, and also Salvatore Geloso, which was before that with Auspicious Apparition. Really great performer. New Orleans, I think he's from Brooklyn originally, but it's really been made in New Orleans. Really good songwriter. He's been in a couple of little, had a little couple of spots of limelight. He was in like a Rolling Stone performing on the street competition, but really he's like one of the best performers I've seen in New Orleans and one of the most charismatic men. He should be getting a lot more attention than he has, but it's also charming. Like, he's this really good musician that also just plays on the street a lot of the time. So Salvatore Geloso and Auspicious Apparition. I'll try and put a link to some of his stuff. He's really great.
Is it okay if we drop your Twitter?
Yeah, let's do it.
If anybody has any questions or anything, they can reach out to you. So it's at Simo Tom. That's SimoThom. If you have any questions about the show tonight, you can also, of course, reach out to me. I'm at Dry River Radio. For those of you who just joining me, by the way, we are having a special Dry River show from both sides of the Dry River. Simon Thompson is joining me via remote from Juarez, Mexico, where he's camped out now. But we're talking about his time that he was camped out in New Orleans. Definitely picked up a lot of cool music while he was there. Why don't we hear a few more tunes?
So this is a seminal New Orleans street band. They're called Yes Ma'am. This is the D Song or Deep Chatham. If you go there, you usually see them on Royal. It's pretty compelling performance. They also tour around the U.S., interestingly enough, in a limo. Somehow they got like an old limo and they go on tour in a limo because, they've got a double bass player and, it's pretty hard to travel with that in like a truck or, a car. So they drive around in this limo. So if you follow them on social media, there's all these shots of them in a limo, and like sometimes the limo gets like bogged or like in the mud, or they go to some pretty far flung places. But great band, great performance.
And then after that, we're gonna check in with Layla McCalla on a tune called Heart of Gold, not the Neil Young song, which I love, but I really love this song too. It sounds like an electrified ukulele.
So she's actually got a bit of exposure. This is probably her biggest song. She's strumming a cello. It's really interesting, really strange
Well,
sound.
A cello is basically a giant ukulele, so I nailed it.
Okay, sure, why not? I'm not going to push back that.
Sugar hill. Man said, you better get up cold, way down in the belly of the earth below. Get it up quick and get it up strong, 'cause the walls of the mind don't hold that long. Said, I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said, I work all night, I work all day, 'cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the young little mama, she stands at home with a big fat baby on her old hip bone. Four little youngins just a-running around, and the daddy's laying 6 feet underground. I said, I work all night, work all day, I will, I work all night. I work all day, I said I work all night. I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the warden said, you better pick up speed, you better break those rocks till your knuckles bleed. Swing of that pick, bend your knees, you got 29 years till your chains are free. I said I work all night, I work all day, I will, I work all night. I work all day, I said I work all night. I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, a young little mama, she's a walking home from a 12-hour day at the factory dome. Hands in her pocket and a knife in one, cause every cat caller's trying to have his fun. Said I work all night, I work all day, I will, I work all night. I work all day, I said I work all night. I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the farmer said, you better get up, hey, you better break your back and earn your pay. Two cold dollars in my empty hand and five in the pocket of the white young man. I said, I work all night, I work all day, I will, I work all night. I work all day, I said, I work all night. I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody, ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody, ain't nobody gonna pave my way.
Knew who that was. Errol Garner with his trio on the standard Back Home Again in Indiana. You spent some time in Indiana, right?
I spent some time, about a year, in Bloomington, Indiana, interning for a public media NPR station there. Really great station. And Bloomington is a great town. Great music, interesting stories, beautiful architecture, great hills, great mountains, great food. International universities are great for good international food.
Can't go wrong there. Right before that, we had Dory Freeman with Ain't Nobody.
Really great lyrics. I just love that. It's almost like you could read the lyrics on this song on a piece of paper and it'd still be compelling. You know, great little kind of hook, ain't nobody gonna pay my way, but then all these different little hard-working experiences. It's just, it's almost like Johnny Be Good, like there's this kind of like this chorus, and then there's all these little different stories or verses that kind of relate to the same idea. It's just a really great way to structure a song.
It reminds me a lot of 16 Tons from Tennessee Ernie Ford.
I don't know that song. Well, I'll have to check it up. I don't.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day.